Please allow me to remain seated. Thank you very much for coming to this announcement, the session that despite your tight schedule and the bad weather. And I'd like to also extend my gratitude for your support to our entity, and I would like to express our gratitude. Now, I'd like to start the FY 2015 financial results. First of all, the consolidated financial results FY 2015. And the numbers have already been announced. The fiscal year 2014-2015, the revenue 261,744 million, up 5.8%. So that was the historical high. And the pre-tax profit 52,227 million, and down 17.2%. And the profit for the other period there was 36,666 million, the down 6.7%. And ROE 2%, down 3.9 points. But in reality, the fiscal year 2014, the other ALDEHI was sold, and the other proceeds were there, and another set of proceeds from the other SBI Life Living. Those the other factors will amount to about 15 billion yen, which was included in the last year's results. And excluding those effects, apple to apple comparison will be up 18.4% for the revenue. And for the other pre-tax profit, up 19.1%. So how much effect from the other special factors in the ALDEHI, about 20.3 billion yen revenue, and for the pre-tax, the other profit, the 17,065 million yen the effect, and the sale of SBI Life Living has the effect of the 6,029 million for revenue, and the 2,162 million for pre-tax profit. And by sector, we have revenue and the profit, excluding ALDEHI effect. In each sector, in each segment, for example, financial services business, the up 13.8%, asset management business up 38.4%, and the biotechnology up 84.3%, and others, including Life Living, which included Life Living. And the other pre-tax, the other profit on the other IFRS basis without ALDEHI up 2%. This for financial services business, for asset management business, the up 101.8%, and the buy-related business, the profit, the improved by 738 million yen. Now, highlights, some points to be noted here. First of all, in the financial service business, the domestic financial ecosystem has been completed, and its profitability was significantly increased through the creation of synergies and mutual evolution. And the group's largest cash cow, SBI Securities, achieved record high profits for three consecutive periods, and the SBI Insurance and SBI Remit, which were unprofitable business entities. SBI Remit is involved in international remittance. Both of them achieved first full-year profitability, and other major financial service business companies achieved record high profits. So this ecosystem, 16 years ago, I started to think about it, not just the establishing one entity, but I wanted to establish the financial, the company, the ecosystem, including various financial companies. And those companies exerting the mutual good effect and the mutual evolution. And that was the organization that I envisaged. as part of the fundamental the business concept. And based on that, we have been running over 16 years now, and now we are nailing the image that I had. We acquired Life Company, and the Life Company started its operation, and SBI Securities and the banking and insurance, both life and non-life. Now we have all of them. And other than that, we have 140 other subsidiaries, more than 140, actually. And that is our company group in various ways. Those companies are the influencing each other in a positive way. SBI Securities, on the other JGAAP basis, $89,786,000,000 operating revenue, up 15.7% for SBI Securities, and the net operating revenue, $82,906, up 14.8%, operating income, $39,881, up 15%, ordinary income, $39,889,000,000, up 14.8%, and the online securities and the face-to-face securities comparison between fiscal year 2014 and fiscal year 2015. As you can see, the major face-to-face the companies are suffering big negative numbers. And on the online side, except Matsui, all of the companies have recorded the positive increase, showing the strong resistance toward the economic downturn. Why those face-to-face companies are weak? Because they had big impact on the wholesale side. On the retail side, they are involved in the retail business as well. But the investment trust business, for example, in the past, people bought the investment trust and selling the same investment trust in just one day, and we could not do it anymore. And why the online the securities firms, where the Ryutaro Hashimoto realized a financial big bang, the deregulating the commissions and fees. And since then, online companies started to emerge in the market. And the using the similar systems, but still there is a big gap between online companies and face-to-face companies. And that's the big question. I'm often said that the Mr. Kitao's entity is the sole winner. Well, that we have been making efforts to establish the system for that, and the other companies have not established financial ecosystem. But we have been working on that step by step, regardless of who believed us or who didn't believe in us. We did what we thought right thing to do. And our strength is going to be even more evident going forward. And this is for the quarterly basis. As you can see, Nomura, the 19 billion yen, that was so the red number for Nomura for the fourth quarter. A lot of big cost reduction, or reduction in the overseas business. That's what they are doing. And 44.7% the reduction in Daiwa, and the 89.5% reduction in the SMBC Nikko. So the Manex, the 78.1, Matsui minus 39.4, and Cab.com minus 41.3%. Only SBI and Rakuten enjoyed positive the change. Well, in the case of Rakuten, in the fourth quarter, they enjoyed close to 3 billion sales gains of securities. And the gains, not losses, gains, but the SBI achieved good result without any such temporarily the other factors. And SBI Insurance, we expected to achieve the positive profit, and we thought that the president had to go if he could not achieve that goal. Because I believed that if I manage the company, it's a sure thing that we can achieve the positive profit. And the president of the SBI Insurance did a good job achieving the positive profit. It is still small, but it's a steady growth. And the SBI Insurance, the insurance business, the first stage is the most difficult one. The SBI Remit, we started operation in December 2011, or 2010, in reality from 2011. So not so much time has passed, but in the case of the SBI Securities, they achieved the positive profit in the first year, and the banking entity achieved the positive profit from the third year. So compared to those entities, they are late in achieving the positive profit. But they are involved in international money transfer business, so of course it takes some time to prepare the infrastructure for the business. Other companies, SBI Liquidity Market, SBI FX Trade, all of them achieved historical highs, including SBI Japan Next, SBI Money Plaza, and SBI Holdings, the comparison website business, with $1,756 million for the pre-tax profit. And SBI Benefit Systems, the big expectation there, the profit is growing. Once the system changes, then this business will transform itself. We have been very patient in growing this business. Now we are seeing the fruits of our efforts. The business selection and concentration, it's still going on, but it is contributing already to the increase in profitability. And the diamond concept, the brilliant cut concept. That's the most beautiful cut for the diamond, and we chose the 58 businesses to brush them up. And we have been making lots of efforts on that, and now our efforts are paying off. And we have sold some companies, and the recent example is Otoku One. And since March 2012, we recovered about 50 billion yen, the fund was recovered through the sales of subsidiaries. And for the real estate side, 17.8 billion yen in 2014 and 2015 fiscal years was recovered. We are now using the money to more profitable products. So the total of about 3 billion yen has been recovered. As to Phnom Penh Commercial Bank, we do not want to sell it because it is growing. Our partner, the Hyundai Swiss, our current SBI Savings Bank, with the chairman of that bank cooperated to start up that business, but that chairman is now in the jail. He lost all the assets and properties, and now he had to sell, and it will be difficult for us not to sell it. So we do not want to sell it, but we have to. And we can tend to 11 billion yen recovery of the fund. And in March 2017, or probably in May or June, we are going to write a deal, and we are going to have about 4 billion yen pre-tax profit contribution for fiscal year 2016. Remaining entity is Nadomiya International, children's wear business. We have no wish to continue this type of business. It is not very suitable. That was buyout fund, and we bought. And we are going to we were going to get out of this business, and it turned out that we held this entity for longer than we expected. The business is good, but we are now discussing with some potential buyers for Narumiya International, and I would like to get out of that business as soon as possible, at a reasonable price, of course. We don't need to force ourselves to sell any business. Asset management business and financial services business, they are working as two wheels of a car, of a vehicle, and now transitioning to a stage of development and growth, supporting each other. We have been focused on IT and biotech in our investment activities, and we have invested in the various companies, and the SBI, the securities, being used as lead manager. And the SBI Securities is controlling the distribution of those entities, and it's not the end of the story. For example, the valuation in fintech area will be much higher. The same goes for biotech as well. And so using those two wheels, we are making money in a very good cycle. And SBI, the savings bank in South Korea, has completed revitalization, and the business is going very well. Internet and biotechnology, we have been investing in those areas since 1999, and this basic idea is intertwined with the other markets, and that would make a tremendous power. And on top of that, our investee the companies, for example, in fintech area, we use the technology of those investee companies in our financial services business and to differentiate ourselves from our competitors. That's the best cycle, and it's already in place. And when that happens, well, actually, it happened in the past, in 2006, or fiscal year 2005. In fiscal year 2005, the financial services business booked operating income of 38.5 billion, and asset management business booked 10.4 billion yen. Financial services business and asset management business, respectively, and they produced consolidated operating income of 49.6 billion yen. Now we have biotech added to the financial services business, and asset management and financial services combined together, that is 68,454 million yen business. And the 52.2 billion yen, the business is the 2015 consolidated profit before income tax expense. And so we are expecting additional 20 billion yen added to the whole picture, and based on our business history since 2006. And the SBI Savings Bank of South Korea's balance has been accumulating performing loans in the retail sector, primarily. And as to the retail credit, we introduced the retail mobile credit loan product, SIDA. So we released this medium interest rate product, SIDA, ranging from 6.9% to 13.5% interest rate loan product. Different are the interest rates, but the SIDA has been a big hit, and it is the online, the weight is also increasing in this area. As to delinquency, the 2013, 51.6%, and we were exposed to big criticism. But delinquency is factored in when we buy it. And the question is how fast we can remove it. The question is whether you have profit to do it. And that should be part of any acquisition. And we made our own decision, and we bought this entity. And now, this 51.6% went down to 16.2% as entire loan. And for the retail, the 21.3% at the peak, now it went down to 8.5%. And we are reducing the overall delinquency ratio to less than 10% by the end of 2016, and think we can achieve it so that we can make the delinquency in the past within 12 months or so. And when that happens, finally, SBI Savings Bank, the capital should be more liquid. And we are now working on various concepts.
From core loan business, operating revenue is 119 billion won for October-December quarter 2015. So we are now able to make sure that there is profitability in core loan business. On contract basis, when we look at the future prospects, for the term ending December 2016, in the first quarter, the number is shown. And in the term ending December 2017, this is our conservative estimate. Now, turning to bio-related business, biotechnology-related business, this is still dragging our performance, but we expect that we will not have to wait too long before we will be able to see good results. Biotech and SBI Pharma are the major entities in biotechnology area. And basically, pharma and Alapromo are using ALA technology. And biotechnology, as I will explain, has a wholly owned subsidiary called Quark. This is an American company, and it is signed up with Novartis or Pfizer and has entered into a milestone agreement and is developing pharmaceuticals. And with Biocon, an Indian major pharmaceutical company, it also has a license agreement. For kidney transplantation DGF, it is in phase three. This is with a licensing partner, Novartis. It is in phase three. And with India Biocon, for non-arteritic anterior ischemic optic neuropathy, trials are in phase two and three B. So it is in clinical stage. So these have been initiated one after another. On NASDAQ, to be able to list on NASDAQ, we more or less have satisfied the criteria. And we are defining protocol for some of the studies and ending phase two B and moving on to phase two, ending phase two A and moving on to phase two B for wet type glaucoma, or whether we should proceed diabetic macular edema first. Those are the types of discussion that we are having. And Professor Arai of University of Tokyo are engaged in autoimmune-related development or research. And this was done by originally SBI Biotech. AstraZeneca subsidiary MedImmune is the licensing partner, and anti-ILT7 antibody is licensed. And preclinical stage was completed, and phase one will be initiated in the third quarter. In-house development compound GNKS-356 is for psoriasis and systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE. SLE is collagenic disease, and this is in preclinical stage with AMED, a Japan agency for medical research and development. IMED is giving a pre-designation as orphan drug commercialization candidate, and maximum of a subsidy of 200 million yen per fiscal year is expected. So steadily, we are seeing progress in biotechnology business. Quark is preparing to be listed on Nasdaq, and with several securities companies, discussions are underway. When we look at the market in the United States, Pfizer and Novartis and Big Pharma are looking at biotech, and they have acquired many biotech companies, so valuation has become very expensive. And now everyone is trying to contain the valuation. So from September onward, I believe there will be more activities on the market in biotechnology. So in view of that prospect, we would like to make a full-fledged preparation for listing. Now, as for pharmaceutical department in five other business, we are obtaining patent one after another. We have 32 patents in Japan with various universities or on our own, and in many areas, using the same ALA in many different fields, we have obtained patents. This is quite unusual. There are a total of 32 patents, and even in 2016, for chemotherapy-induced anemia, we have obtained patent, and for improvement and prophylaxis of chronic renal disease, we have also obtained a patent, and photobleach prevention with TIT, we are co-developing. For PD, photosensitivity, photosensitizer and photodynamic therapy using five ALA PDT. Photodynamic therapy, PDT, for this, we have obtained patent on our own. Sentinel lymph node cancer metastasis may be identified with a device, and for that device, we have obtained patent. And immune tolerance inducer, this is with National Center for Child Health and Development. The patent was obtained in March this year. And we have these patents, and after publication, patent application will be published before it is reviewed. So there are several of those that are being published, and we have obtained 12 patents outside of Japan. The last line, antimalarial drug, whose active ingredient is Alaramycin or its derivative. I'm paying much attention to this. SBI is supporting research and development, and intraoperative cancer diagnostic agent is now already marketed. And in the same diagnostic agent for bladder cancer, before the end of fiscal 2016, we plan to file submission. So before the end of this fiscal year, we plan to file submission for bladder cancer diagnostic agent, and Osaka University investigator-initiated trial was started in November, and it will be advancing in development phases. These are basically diagnostic agents or intraoperative diagnostic agents. Cancer chemotherapy-induced anemia drug is being developed with Saitama Medical University through investigator-initiated trial. It is now undergoing phase II-B. Several percentage of patients suffer from cancer chemotherapy-induced anemia, and to improve that anemia, research is underway. Oxford University, in the near future, will be filing its research plan to MHRA for prevention of cardiac ischemia reperfusion injury in rat tests. The efficacy has been proven in heart surgery, such as bypass surgery. The surgery itself may be simple and successful, but after the surgery, since it is a heart surgery, blood flow is suspended during the surgery, and within the blood vessels, there will be clots. Oftentimes, that happens, and these blood clots can be prevented. We believe that there is a effective preventing, and in the rats, the risk was reduced by one-third, according to a paper. And Professor Herman of University of Oxford is conducting investigator-initiated trial, and with Birmingham University and Oxford University, research is underway jointly. And drug to treat mitochondrial diseases, we believe that this is quite epoch-making. This is a genetic disease, and at the age of two or so, the disease onset occurs, and because of lack of treatment, patients will be dying. But in Saitama Medical University, investigator-initiated trial is conducted, and this is designated as an orphan drug, and patients will die at the very young age of two or three. But there are different types of mitochondrial diseases, and these are targeting the most severe mitochondrial diseases. In addition, in Japan, we have more than 70 universities and hospitals running Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and various other field research in joint research. This is just one substance, ALA 5-aminolevulinic acid. And with that substance alone, we believe that there's potentially these many applications in different diseases, and I believe that that is quite rare and unusual. So ALA Porphyrin Research Society was initiated by us at University of Tokyo. We had a symposium on April 22 and 23. Various papers are published by professors of various different universities, and there is increasing number of researchers researching 5-ALA and in many areas from science, engineering, pharmacology, biology, agronomy, researchers are joining to conduct the research on 5-ALA. Globally, we are also holding a research society meeting, and overseas researchers are also participating in growing numbers. Clinical studies are also conducted outside of Japan in many different locations. Within the group, ALA business and pharmaceutical business are conducted. SBI ALA Hong Kong is an intermediate holding company in 5-ALA business, and in substance, it will be overseeing the businesses. And global R&D, global marketing, and global alliance and licensing out will be done under SBI ALA Hong Kong. So SBI ALA Hong Kong is positioned as an entity that promotes these global R&D, marketing, and alliance and licensing out. And in the next year and year and a half, organization will be fleshed out. Photonamic is a company that's German company that we acquired. It was reporting profit, although small, about 67 million yen or so in yen terms. But it was reporting profit with only ALA, and Glioran is a intraoperative brain tumor diagnostic agent, and AlaCare were the products that Photonamic had. And actinic keratosis is treated with AlaCare, and if left untreated, it may progress to cancer. But AlaCare can be patched and with a special light, actinic keratosis can be removed. Marketing authorization was obtained in Australia and in Europe. And in Japan, we would like to promote this as well. But in countries such as Australia, because of ultraviolet ray, there is a large number of skin cancer patients. But in Japan, there are not a very large population of actinic keratosis. However, there was a very good discovery. And if this turns out to be true, we expect to have a very large market. What this discovery is a fungus disease in the nail, and it is difficult to treat with oral medication, or rather topical medication. And oral medication is given, but oral medication, if it is given over long term, may have adverse events such as renal impairment, and it may not be able to radically cure the fungal infection in the nail. But by pasting AlaCare and by applying light, possibly the fungal infection in nail may be treated. And that research is underway. And if this turns out to be true, then this will give us a very huge market. And so this is something that I look forward to see its development. In bladder cancer, we are also trying to increase indication, and we would also like to increase business in bladder cancer in Europe. Photodynamic therapy, well, Photonamic is a German company, and I'm impressed by the superb quality of research by German researchers. This is now being established as a treatment therapy. There are many patients who cannot be treated with a surgery for brain tumor, but puncture can be made through the skull, and perforin will be given, and perforin will be gathered, and intraoperative diagnostic agent is used. But in addition to diagnosis, the cancer or tumor cells can be directly attacked with the compound. And LMU Munich, Osaka University, are conducting research in clinical subjects, human subjects, and are seeing effect. People who have advanced brain tumors who can no longer be indicated for surgical therapy may be able to receive photodynamic therapy, and clinical trial will be conducted by Osaka University, Osaka Medical and Pharmaceutical University, and LMU Munich. And SBI Pharmaceutical as well will be participating. So this is a PDT, photodynamic therapy for brain tumor. SBI Pharmaceuticals will also be involved. Global marketing division will be established to strengthen overseas pharmaceutical sales structure. As for PDT in Europe, in more than 25 countries, including Germany and the U.K., Gleolan is authorized for sales. And in the United States, preparation is underway to file submission to FDA. In Japan, it is sold under the product name of Alagrio. A similar product is sold under the product name of Alagrio. And as for Alacare, we would also like to obtain approval in Japan, but the number of patients in actinic keratosis may be smaller in Japan. So, like I earlier mentioned, we would like to test the possibility of different potentially huge market. Now, ALA plus sugar down, why are we able to claim sugar down? This is to support the lowering of high levels of fasting blood glucose level and to moderate the elevation of postprandial glucose level. And this can be described on the box because it is a food with functional claims. It was launched on December 18, 2015, and the sales has increased from 33 million to 117 million. And from February 23, new TV commercials were broadcasted. And number of pharmacies, 7,822 pharmacies are selling ALA plus sugar down. With this strong performance of ALA plus sugar down, which was launched in December 2015, we are now increasing shareholder returns. As we have always been stressing, we consider shareholder return to be important. At the end of the fiscal year, dividend will be increased from originally planned 25 yen to 35 yen. And with the interim dividend, full year dividend will be 45 yen per share. So that is one measure to increase shareholder return. And dividend payout ratio will be around 28%. And share repurchase to the tune of about 5 billion yen was also carried out. And we are targeting 40% of total shareholder return ratio. That is what we have been saying publicly. And dividend and share repurchase included, 14.4 billion yen or 42.2% is the total shareholder return and total shareholder return ratio respectively. So we have kept our promise. and we are also strengthening shareholder benefits. There are many requests from our shareholders, and in the end, we have decided that shareholders who hold our shares for more than 1 year, and as of March 31, 2016, if a shareholder holds 1,000 or more shares, then two packs of ALAPLUS, two packs of ALAPLUS Gold, which is priced at 9,800 yen, and ALAPLUS Essential Lotion one pack, which is priced at 8,400 yen. And for shareholders who own 100 shares or more, will receive two packs of ALAPLUS as shareholder benefits. Now, at SBI Group, since the foundation, we have entered into a new rapid growth period. New technologies are actively utilized, and we are enhancing lineup of products and services. We are making sure that we will be able to achieve sustainable high growth. 16 years ago, when I was about to begin this business with internet and financial services, by combining the two, I anticipated that there will be explosive growth, and we'll be able to create new customer base in explosive fashion, and I was very excited when I planned this business. It's not just internet and financial services, but there are various advances in technologies, and these technological innovation and evolution can be utilized by those of us in the financial industry. Kondratiev, 60-year cycle. Within that cycle, things like these happen. And against this backdrop, what we plan to do going forward, this is a four-pronged plan: fintech, IoT or Internet of Things, artificial intelligence or AI, and big data. In these areas, there is acceleration of technological development, and these new technologies will be immediately utilized in our financial services to differentiate ourselves from others, to be at a competitive edge. Now, Fintech Fund was established to strengthen the usage of fintech, and there will be technology transfer from investee companies and introduction of technologies from investee companies. And by doing so, in our financial services business, we will be making full use of fintech and innovation, and we will improve operation efficiency and reduce cost. Together with investee companies, we will be first company in Japan to develop fintech that can be deployed globally. There are many startup companies that are in the area of fintech and causing much noise, but to me, they are just developing simple applications, mere applications. Whether they are viable as a business is yet to be seen. Whether they're able to generate a sustainable profit, it is still a question mark. In order to be a viable business and to make a profit on a sustainable basis, fintech technologies will have to be used by someone like us. That is the nature of fintech. That is, as far as financial services are concerned, let's say blockchain technology. This technology can be applied in not only financial services, but in many different fields. Those who own blockchain technologies, there are numerous entities that own blockchain technologies in the world. It's not too complex, too difficult. So by tying up with us, the startup companies that are trying to make noise may be able to make their business viable. In Japan, unfortunately, when we look back the history, most attempts at developing technologies ended in failed experiments, the so-called Galapagos. Sony at one time had been quite successful. In some instances, there were very successful cases, but most technologies from Japan ended in failure. Mobile phones, feature phones, these are now called Galapagos, lagging behind from other countries. But when we spot good technologies, I would like to start in Asia region first, and we'll make efforts to bring it to the level of being a global standard. As a Japanese company, I would like to engage with startup companies to make technologies coming from Japan a global standard type of technology. By using fintech, we would like to offer new services one after another, and by providing funding to SMEs in Japan, we would like to support the businesses of SMEs in Southeast Asia or in China, outside of Japan, in the Asian region. We would like to assist the financing of SMEs in Asia. So that is my vision going forward. Fintech Fund was established to expand investment in fintech-related companies.
And we would like to attract about 30 billion yen. So we have been able to gather quite a lot of capital. Regional banks, there's about 20 banks that have contributed already. Going forward, there's about 100 or more banks from Japan and abroad that are willing to invest. So it's about 30 billion that is planned. And this is what this will be, the largest size that's involved or focused just on fintech. Furthermore, with about 20 regional banks, we would like to have them implement fintech technology on their side after receiving investments from them. We would like to work together with IT vendors such as IBM, and we already made an announcement that we're going to partner with them, but we would like to support the implementation of fintech at these entities. And for our investees, for companies that have new technology established, we would like to incorporate those technologies as soon as possible. And for those who operate on a cloud, we would like to share what they have so that we could develop SMEs together. We will make an investment ourselves, and to increase the value, we will extend our support on an ongoing basis, which is financially supporting them. So this is the scheme we have in place. For blockchain technology, Orb, BitFlyer, Ripple, Kraken are companies in which we invest. For IoT, we have investments in Argus, which is an Israeli company. For big data, we invest in GICS. Apart from that, there are a number of investees which we haven't yet revealed. And other fintech, MoneyForward, Free, or Kakko are companies in which we invest. In the payment area, we invest in the Infocurity Group and Omise, which rolls out its business in Thailand as well as in Indonesia. They offer settlement services, and they're trying to spread their business, but they're very interesting companies indeed. We would like to increase the number of investments we have in such companies. And like I mentioned earlier, for investments in fintech, we would like to ensure that we realize a virtuous cycle for the asset management business and the financial services business so that we could have a positive cycle underway. This is what we would like to materialize. So we would like to introduce fintech-related new technology and seek differentiation from competition by developing new services and improving operational efficiency. So we have now participated in R3CV's Blockchain Consortium as the world's first financial group whose main channel is the internet. There's currently about 45 companies who are participants, but they are basically leading companies from the world. The three mega banks and Nomura Securities are participants from Japan in this consortium. And as a financial group whose main channel is the internet, we are the first in the world. You could say that our group is highly regarded as we were approved to be a participant, and they are trying to create a global standard in fintech. We will be offering our suggestions and advice from a variety of angles, and we will be carrying out demonstration tests, and the results will be reflected to this consortium so as to ensure that we contribute to the global standard. SBI Securities already is participating in the demonstration tests conducted to utilize blockchain technology in the stock market by the Japan Exchange Group in collaboration with IBM and NRI for self-business efficiency and to utilize blockchain technology. We have started to participate in demonstration tests.
Liquidity Market is also considering the possible development of a product which is FX-related, and we expect to launch it during the fiscal year ending March 17. As for banks, on the bank side, we made this announcement around SBI Sumishin Net Bank that they will leverage blockchain technology, and they have succeeded in Japan's first blockchain demonstration test for accounting operation. The test was comprised of tolerance to stress, processing capabilities, as well as safety, security, tolerance to falsification, verifying data falsification risk, and cost effectiveness, or the confirmation of cost reduction possibilities. In these three areas, the demonstration tests have been conducted. As a matter of course, this was the first ever to happen in Japan. As soon as possible, faster than anyone else. We are already past the concept stage. This is something we're doing that we are trying to apply to our business now. We're in that phase. You can't just develop application software. You need to ensure that you're able to put it to practice and commercialize the system. Yellow Mobile from Korea, we have decided to strengthen the alliance with regards to the utilization of big data analysis technology. For big data utilization, Yellow Mobile Finance is ahead in this area. They are a part of the Yellow Financial Group. There is a company called Solidware that was established in August 2014. Solidware processes and analyzes financial industry big data using machine learning algorithms and provides customized customer solutions. With a Korean savings bank, they have already implemented a new credit evaluation model development project that applies machine learning algorithms with a Korean savings bank and achieved a default rate decrease of approximately 3%. I think this technology should be verified even more so that we can implement it at SBI Savings Bank in Korea. Based on the results we see for Japan, we will consider the potential for its introduction at SBI Sumishin Net Bank. We would like to strengthen marketing by leveraging Yellow Mobile's customer base and digital media. They have a customer base of approximately 25 million in Korea, so this is a matter of how we can apply this base to our savings bank. The number of downloads is reaching nearly 12 million for their app called PikiCast. Digital marketing is being strengthened. It's a matter of how this customer base can be leveraged and how the savings bank can be grown and how value can be increased. In the area of insurance, we would like to promote the development of personalized insurance products. With a variety of companies, we are currently in an alliance, such as ZMP, which is a robot venture. We are in an alliance. They have really good technology. We would like to have this alliance lead to the development of personalized insurance products. We are talking with SoftBank as well. Also, in the area of robo-advisor, MoneyDesign asked me, "Why aren't you investing in our company?" I thought the valuations were too high, and that's what I said, because it can be easily developed. The USS Morningstar, as well as ourselves, from May, services have started to be offered to companies introducing defined contribution pension plans. This will start on our part from May 2016. that's the level of what we're speaking about. Robo-advisor by Yellow Mobile and Yellow Financial Group is pretty good. They have a company called Quarterback, and they developed this system together with them. The great thing about this expertise is that we are interested in implementing it. We believe it can be commercialized. The market has come down by 600 yen, but for robo-advisor, will it be able to handle these circumstances? Because even if you have a wealth of past information, you won't be able to predict the future. So I wonder how capable it is. The robot engineers, the authorities of robots, let's say they created an asset management company and created a model. And with their brains, that's the best in the world. There was a company like that who was determined to be successful, but it actually went bankrupt. So things are not as easy in the financial world. Also, for international remittance systems, SBI Remit, together with Ripple, we'll be establishing SBI Ripple Asia in May with Ripple Labs. And our remit to Asian countries offers remittance services. The first pilot user is preparing for the implementation of Ripple. So the track record of being successful before others is important. It's important for Ripple. And fintech companies within the SBI Group is something that we also are focusing on. We've always been a fintech company. That's how we started our business. And compared to competition, when it comes to fintech, we understand the technology more than anyone else. And many companies have been nurtured and developed. And we would like to list these groups of companies as fintech solutions if the valuations are so high. So this is something we have in mind right now. SBI Remit, Social Lending, and other companies who are fintech-related. For SBI Business Solutions and MoneyLook, these are businesses that we are in from a long time ago compared to MoneyForward and Free. We would like to endeavor to establish global fintech-related services development in Japan by collaborating with investees. We have many companies that we have business with or are involved with, and we will launch a fintech consortium going forward, and we will have the first meeting. There are going to be both Japanese and global companies who are going to gather together, and looking forward to this event. What I would like to speak about to the people who come to this event is that let's ensure that we develop and nurture companies that can offer fintech-related services to the world that are developed in Japan. And also, amongst these companies, it's a matter of how we can involve AI and blockchain technologies together. So how about the Internet of Things and big data technology? How can they converge? Because each of these companies currently have the technologies on a standalone basis, but we should offer opportunities and wisdom so that these companies can converge their expertise together. So offering the opportunities to engage in an alliance is what I think is critical. So these are small companies. Before, they were working hard to grow their own standalone business, and they're happy about it. They're happy about their business, which is fine. However, things have just started. Anyone can start up a business, but you can't have a sustainable business. It's easy to become an entrepreneur, but to be a true business person, it's not that easy. I want these people to become business people. That means their services. If they want to be in the B2B world, they need to be able to provide their services to many of the Bs or businesses. If they want to engage in a B2C model, they need to ensure that they reach as many customers as possible over a short period of time. So that's the kind of knowledge, wisdom, or resources they need to have. And obviously, they don't have such resources. They need to borrow the resources. And that's where alliances kick in. We could have an investment relationship with these entities. And they will put confidence into me, thinking, Kitao-san will serve us to engage in these alliances. I have a track record from the past. And that's why we have been able to make investments, because these companies won't easily accept your investments, usually. When I'm asking for these opportunities, I usually ask people for low valuations. With that as a backdrop, we are always trying to become a strategic investor. However, we will also commit to achieving something. Over the past 16 years, with many financial institutions from the world, we have engaged in alliances. And we have been asking for favors at times. When I visit them, there aren't many people who would say no right away. Or, when you just look at SBI Remit, we have an alliance with MoneyGram, with Philippine Land Bank, Nepal, City Express, China, BOC, Peru, JetPeru, Earthport in the UK, and many others. We have been engaging in a remittance business through these partnerships. Remittance from Japan is now a considerable size when you compare the size to other Asian countries. Well, we won't accept that many migrants in Japan. They probably wouldn't allow that. And of course, we'll see our population decrease. So selectively, the government of Japan will need to allow some immigrants to come to Japan going forward. It's just a matter of time. If that happens, remittances, the number of transactions will increase. And we will be able to offer these services at a substantially low cost. That's what we're striving to do. And blockchain technology is what we would like to implement in order to enable this. Promoting the development of new services by adopting fintech technology to primarily support the financial management of the SMEs. There's many SMEs in Japan. This is obsolete data. It goes back to 2007, but currently the trends are pretty much the same. It's only 6 out of 100 companies who survive for 10 years after establishment. If it's for 20 years, it's only 3 out of 1,000 companies. Most of the companies go out of business. Why is that so? Is it because of their bad business model? No. It's because of their financial struggles. They might be able to recognize sales, but they won't be able to procure goods. They need money in order to procure goods. But their financials continue to deteriorate, and they go out of business. So these are the companies which we would like to support so that we can ensure their survival. So how can we support them? So before, venture capitals offered money to startups. When it comes to banks, they usually don't lend to startups. Do they have? They only lent money to entities that had collateral, such as buildings and land. For us, a collateral is irrelevant. It's about capturing a variety of information and making an accurate decision as we provide credit. It's about being thorough with accounting transaction-based lending. I mentioned the Korean company earlier, but basically we would like to offer credit to the individual as well as to companies. But the nature of each is slightly different. But basically, we would like to ensure that we have thorough user data and ensure that we have a method to analyze big data and leverage AI so that we could have a new credit screening model. And we would like to achieve this as soon as possible. I think this is a do-or-die situation for the Japanese economy. Now, for our key financial service businesses, for further future sustainable growth, we would like to transform the earning structure as well as ensure that we raise profitability by implementing measures. I would like to start off by talking about the securities business, but I'm going to talk about the measures we will be engaging in. So first, the securities. Based on our retail business, it's a matter of strengthening our wholesale business, the corporate business, that is. We have been putting a lot of emphasis on the corporate business. With regards to IPO underwriting, we underwrote 82 companies, including eight as lead manager, during April 2015 to March 2016. The total number of IPOs were 94. So 82 out of 94 was underwritten by SBI Securities as lead manager or underwriter. So underwriting share is 87.2%, and this is overwhelmingly higher than others. It's not just IPOs. Going forward, for POs, this is an area we would like to strengthen as well. It's not just the IPO market we're focusing on, but the secondary market too. Not just for equities, also for fixed income. And also, the first publicly offered self-originated structured bond, the first of the series, was done as a test. We originated about 25 billion and sold it during 20. We will do it during 2016 at Money Plaza and SBI Securities. And for Money Plaza, the asset size is now close to 700 billion. The asset size continues to grow. Furthermore, for IFAs, independent financial advisors, this is a business that SBI Securities and Money Plaza is striving to expand. And in March 2016, a dedicated site, IFA Online, has went live. Because we are starting these initiatives, no one, I believe, will be able to catch up with us, because the ideas we have are new, and we are courageous to implement these initiatives. We have a great attitude. If it doesn't work out well, we'll just step down from it. But what's important is to gauge the maximum risk. If the maximum risk is not that high, I will encourage our people to do it. I think doing it is important.
The bad thing is not to do anything. Now, it's about SBI BITS. Why we had to pay the 13 billion yen to system vendors, including the Nomura Research Institute, to those vendors? And so I ordered the two in-house online systems development, and the result is SBI BITS. BITS stand for Better IT Solutions. SBI BITS now has 150 employees, among whom 93 are highly skilled foreign IT section staff. And so the public official language is almost English. And I said the following: we need to decrease the number of system vendors at SBI Securities. It had 31 vendors. As of the end of March 2016, it went down to 21 vendors, and we are planning to reduce it to 15 by summer 2016. And everything that will be replaced by SBI BITS, if necessary, and then we will have the cycle of money in-house with thorough cost reduction. Right now, I'm very much looking forward to the development of successor trading tools to Hyper SBI. next tool. We would like to work on it as soon as possible so that the convenience on the part of the other customers will be dramatically improved. And with that, we would like to increase our share. So in 2 years, we are going to cut the major external systems cost by 20% or so. But I personally think that we need to cut it by about 30%. It's not about SBI Securities. We need to develop systems for banking business and insurance business as well. The banking, securities, and insurance businesses, the way we expand into overseas markets. And there also, we would like to have those staff of our own to be very active. So now we have 62% of our employees are non-Japanese with very high skills. Now, SBI Sumishin Net Bank, the card business is the major pillar which is going to be profitable within this fiscal year. And after the announcement of negative interest rate, there is increasing housing loan refinancing demand. So today's announcement is that there will be no further relaxation of the policy, and the stock prices went down. But we had already known about it. Before the election in Hokkaido, there was lip service to raise the stock prices. There was only a hint for something to happen. And the yen has weakened. And after all that, we have this announcement today. We can't go too far in negative interest rate. And as to the U.S. presidential elections, depending on who is going to be the president, we might be exposed to a lot of criticism for the currency issue as well. It's not just about Mr. Trump. Another candidate is also saying similar things as Mr. Trump. And this another candidate, she was the very active for TPP, but now she has a different idea. Mr. Trump, on the other hand, was against TPP to begin with. So who is going to be the president in the U.S.? We are at the very important cross-section, crossroad, rather. Ms. Clinton cannot feel too assured. In the U.S., Mr. Obama was elected as president with the message. But nothing has changed. And I think American people are very dissatisfied with the result. And the U.S. has been using lots of money for other countries. And it seems that the American people are feeling very dissatisfied with that. Whoever is going to be the president, the U.S. is not the police for the world anymore, and not the major driver, not for the free trade either, probably. It is like Monroeism again. The U.S. comes first, and that's the only important thing. Japan can protect itself. If you want the U.S. to protect you, pay more. That's what they're going to say to us. And probably the same result, whoever becomes the next president. Because the American people seek change. When it comes to diplomacy, I don't think that their diplomacy will not be based on traditional American diplomacy. And then what could happen with that? Well, I think the dollar, the position as the basic currency, that will be gone. Relatively speaking, the yuan and rupee will be stronger the currencies, and the less and less currencies will be linked to the U.S. dollar. The Middle East countries, their relations with U.S. getting aggravated, they might take a more diversified approach for the currency. What about the euro? If the U.K. goes out of the European Union, the euro will be gone, will be finished. What will happen if Mr. Trump becomes the next president? I think the gold will be closed up. The gold as a physical good will be more highly evaluated, will be more important. That's the truth in history. We are going to make the joint venture for gold. We are discussing with this American company, which is global number one in this area, to jointly form a joint venture. They are going to come to Japan after the Golden Week. Mr. Asakura has been negotiating for that. Mr. Asakura from Morningstar. Nobody knows what will be a big hit in this world and how the macroeconomy is going to change and how the politics is going to change the economy. We need to think about all of these elements. ARUHI and SBI, or former SBI Mortgage, and the SBI Sumishin Net Bank have been focused on the housing loan. Now we are living in negative interest rate, and now we do not have any impact coming from that. We have a positive impact coming from negative interest rate. The number of applications for refinancing in January 2016 being one. In February 2016, 2.9. March 2016, 4.3. We need more personnel to work on this refinancing demands. Well, the SBI Sumishin Net Bank now totals the 2,212.3 billion yen balance as of March 31st, 2016. ARUHI also has a dominant balance from the flat 35, number one share in there. We have accumulated big mortgage business. We do not have any negative impact coming from negative interest rate. There is no further policies or measures to be taken because the U.S. is watching closely our government's the currency policy. Now the insurance business. Now insurance business, SBI Insurance, is now profitable. We have the automobile insurance distribution ratio of net premium, 48%, and the fire is 15.3%. We focus more on fire. The good synergy comes from the mortgage the business. We still have 10% stake in ARUHI, so we can get work on more synergy with their business. Also, as a real channel, face-to-face channel, we have SBI Money Plaza, Hoken Minaoshi Honpo, and Mitsubashi Hoken. Also as call center, we have Newton Financial Consulting. SBI shareholding is 20.03%. Financial agency, we have 38.04%. Those real channels or the face-to-face, the insurance, the shop together, we have a sufficient level of amount of ammunitions in the insurance area for the real channel, whether it is life insurance or the fire insurance. We have the mechanism to be the winner.
We will be establishing reinsurance company in the very near future. Instead of ceding to outside reinsurance company, we will be able to do this within the group. As for SSIs. We have two SSI companies. The benefit of SSI companies is that the insurance term is short and insurance amount is small. That may be constraints, but in comparison to other insurance, necessary capital is small, and it's also possible to do both life and non-life. These are benefits. If we do this, we will be able to grow very rapidly. We will be able to grow the number of policies in force quite rapidly. So we plan to acquire another SSI company. In asset management business, new funds will be established one after another, and as I've mentioned earlier, we will make sure that there will be a virtuous cycle. And asset management service within our group, we now have three major institutional investors, so asset management service will be important. Those that have good performance and poor performance in asset management, the dividend of insurance will be very different, so we have to make sure that we have good performance. As for new funds will be established, a series of new funds will be established in Korea. There are three with 70 billion, 30 billion, and 10 billion Korean won, respectively. And in Japan, after fintech, what I'm planning to do after fintech is this: to resolve problems for regional financial institutions and help them build a bigger enterprise value by assisting in reduction of fintech. Regional financial institutions, by simply consolidating, it does not bring a change. We have to make sure that environment is there for regional banks to be able to survive, and we will be assisting towards that end. Global asset allocation, GAA, or global asset allocation, at one time at Nomura Securities, when Dow was close to $40,000. A few months before that, Mr. Yoshihisa Tabuchi, the CEO at the time, was saying, "GAA, GAA." The top of Nomura Securities could not afford to say that Japanese equity has gone too expensive. So global asset allocation became a keyword. But now is the right time for global asset allocation. One way or another, we felt that Abenomics provided a solution, but with the monetary policy alone, it is not possible to overcome the difficult situation. It is now collapsing. And today, all of a sudden, I think yen appreciated by about 2 yen. It may be about 107 yen to the dollar. So that is how things stand, and it may worsen, or the yen might strengthen. I believe it will be in September that the Fed will have another hike, and it will be by a small margin. That is how I foresee. Given that situation, what should we do in Japan? Structural reform, and there is also a bill to strengthen development of the land in Japan. But consumption tax, we cannot afford to increase consumption tax given the situation. That is out of the question. So we have to resort to fiscal policy if consumption tax is hiked again. Even though we have not come out of deflation, we will be deeper into deflation. Consumption tax. Leaders should not declare that there will be a deadline by when to increase the consumption tax. It should be postponed. And since earthquake was designated as a very severe earthquake, and Japan is on a chain of volcanoes, there are four plates intertwining, and we do not know when a huge earthquake may occur. And there are active faults everywhere in Japan, and there are unknown active faults. And there are reservoirs, water reservoirs that may collapse in the event of a large earthquake. Towards 2020 Olympics, many changes will have to be implemented to make Japan more resilient. Fiscal spending should be utilized in order to achieve turnaround in economy. Japan needs more structural reform. Unless otherwise, we will not be able to get rid of rock-solid vested interest situation and regulation. In that sense, Abenomics has been a failure. Mr. Takenaka is promoting a strategy, and Mr. Takenaka will be serving as non-executive director for us if this is approved at our AGM. We have made that announcement. We will invite Mr. Hazel Takenaka as outside director. With a progressive concept, structural reforms should be implemented. Japan has shrinking population. And look at home appliance manufacturers. They're in a miserable situation, be it Sharp or Sanyo or Toshiba. And automakers are also in a crisis situation. What will happen to Mitsubishi Motor Company? Mitsubishi Group may not be able to help out Mitsubishi Motors. And they will be the shareholders might ask that company be liable for shareholders. Class action may be filed. That is the situation. The age of equity investment will be in the second round and the third round of Abenomics. The hope was that the Japanese economy will recover. So instead of investing in equity, we should launch fixed income company. And under the leadership of Mr. Asakura, SBI Bond Management was established as a company. And this is a joint venture with PIMCO. PIMCO CEO, Mr. Doug Hodge, visited Japan, and I had a long conversation with him. And in the long history of PIMCO, there was only one other joint venture with an entity under the Singapore government, but that was dissolved immediately. And since then, PIMCO had not had another joint venture, but he said that PIMCO has decided to establish a joint venture with SBI Group. In December 2015, the joint venture with PIMCO completed the registration of the investment management and investment advisory and agency businesses. SBI Life Insurance is to start asset management trust business from April 2016, including foreign fixed income. Various fixed income products will be offered to mainly retail investors. Even after Lehman crisis, PIMCO funds was able to enjoy good performance, positive performance. That is the track record PIMCO has. Now, within the group-wide, negative interest rate, I believe, offers us a great opportunity. What opportunity? Arbitrage opportunity. The essence of financial services, in one word, is arbitrage, to enjoy the arbitrage. From low interest rate and high interest rate, we can enjoy the arbitrage. In Thailand, we have SBI Thai Online. There was a board of directors meeting held in Japan. I participated, and they do not have a margin trading because of a lack of budget. And I've asked them why they have not come to request the funding from Japan and why they are not doing a margin trading. We will be offering the funding necessary and so that they will be able to enjoy arbitrage for sure. With the dollar hedging, even with the dollar hedging, there will be enough profit. Arbitrage is the idea to bring funding from where there is ample funding to where there is a lack of funding, and to bring funding from low interest area to high interest area. And this margin, providing credit, providing margin, is the essence of financial services. And to minimize risk in doing so, that is where we have to compete.
In the bio area, I mentioned this earlier, the current orders for SBI ALA. If November 2015 was one, in March, it went up by 5.7 times. And in January, it was 1.9 times higher. And we will be promoting with Kenko Corporation and Rise Up on a full-scale basis going forward. And the recognition or awareness around ALA is expected to rise. Kenko Corporation and Rise Up will be investing in this initiative. From our part, with regards to the promotion, Rise Up has a lot of expertise around their business. So that the awareness level of ALA will increase, we hope they will leverage their expertise. Myself and Mr. Seto, made a promise that the awareness level should go up to 70%. And he's a guy who commits. So I had him commit because their business promises that their business commits to customers. And that's the way of life by Mr. Seto. So I put my trust into him. And that's the reason why we have a partnership with Rise Up. And after Alaplacin toe down, we've already started to preparing for new products. For March 2017, clinical trials are underway. First, with Hiroshima University, we were engaging in measures for hangovers. And at Juntendo University, they are working on trials for male fertility improvement. And they would like to promote their development towards fiscal 2018. And also, for fiscal 2019, improvement in the exercise capacity for the elderly. We would like to ensure that scientific data is acquired so that we could acquire labels to ensure that these products become foods labeled with health benefits. We will be able to compete in the market just with Ella. The ingredient itself is the same thing. In the pharmaceutical area, we will be working to out-license the technology by category in the pharmaceutical fields. We will work not only on PDD, but also PDT. We have expanded the area of ALA due to the acquisition of Photodynamic. And also, research and development for mitochondrial disease is being focused on. When it comes to malaria, it is said that there's about 214 million cases that occurred in 2015, which is an announcement by WHO. And there were about 438,000 people who died from the disease. And about 70% of the cases come from children that are less than 5 years old. Why can't we cure this with ALA? And ever since the year 2000 onward, Chinese medicine, the main ingredient has been extracted from Chinese medicine, and artemisinin was launched by the Fosun Group. However, there has been some reports of exhibit resistance to artemisinin already, and this has been looked at as an issue, meaning your fever may come down by taking this drug, but you will get a fever again. And a mosquito might bite you after your fever comes down, and the mosquito might bite another healthy person, and the disease can be contagious. So this is something we would like to prevent. And also for mitochondrial disease, in Japan, a physician-led trial, phase 2 for the therapeutic agent that uses 5-ALA, is underway at Saitama Medical University in response to orphan drug designation. During the current fiscal year, there are plans to establish a Japanese NPO, which through support activities for mitochondrial disease patients, their families, and medical practitioners, will work toward the realization of a society in which everyone can receive safe and secure medical treatment. I would like to support this initiative on a personal basis as well, because some people are dying at the age of 2. So what is happening? Even if you're 2 years old, they might feel like they're already 90 years old. And that's the kind of changes that is happening within your cells. So you age in an accelerated pace. And this happens in other diseases too. I think this is one way of looking at the disease. And also, in the field of health, foods, feeds, and cosmetics, people are asking for out-licensing of the technology. And for Asia, as well as Middle Eastern countries, Barden, Jordan, Philippine are countries in which our products are already on sale, and we're having discussions in Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, and the UAE, and we're having demonstration tests of livestock feeds initiated in Mexico. And in Hong Kong, we are preparing for the registration of a cosmetic ingredient. So by 2019, we believe we will start to see some results with regards to establishing a revenue base for 5-ALA-related businesses. And 50 billion is the OP and profit before taxes. And bio is 6 billion. But in 5 years' time, we believe bio will contribute more to operating profit and will have more weight. In 10 years, it's going to be even larger because profitability is completely different.
and some reference materials about securities and some the old familiar data that you will find in your the documents. For NISA, our results topped the big securities firms. Please read it. Now it's already after 6, so I'd like to finish my the presentation. Please refer to the reference materials as well. Thank you very much.